Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Okay. There. That ought to do it. I just need Eugene to check it, and I think I'm ready.
This looks like fun, Barrett. I've actually never been in the Room of Consequence. What are you gonna do?
Well, I have a decision to make. I mean, I know the right thing to do, but I'm not sure about the smartest way to do it. And Mr. Whittaker suggested that the Room of Consequence might help me look at things from a different perspective.
But I mean, what's the story?
Well, I can only say that this one's special. Here comes Jay. Just act natural.
What?
Well, look who's here. Hello there, Priscilla. Barrett.
Hi, Jay.
Jay.
So I see you two are off on a Room of Coincidence adventure together, huh?
Oh, well, I'm not.
It's the Room of Consequence, Jay.
Yeah, whatever. Say, how about I go along? Or would that ruin your special time together?
I don't think you'd like this one, Jay.
I might surprise you.
I'm pretty sure.
La-di-da! Well, don't let me keep you then. Ta-ta, cheerio, and all that.
Actually, it's just Barrett who's doing the adventure.
Yeah, likely story. I know a brush off when I see one.
You know, I should probably go find Eugene. I'll be right back, Priscilla.
All right.
So, Priscilla, how does this thing work?
Oh, I don't actually know. I've never done it before.
It looks like an old room to me. Needs paint, don't you think?
Maybe an accent wall.
Ooh, come here, look at this.
What?
This.
Jay, the adventure's starting.
How about that?
You did that on purpose.
Did I? Yes, I did. Never let it be said that Jay Smouse wasn't intentional. And away we go. And here we... Hey, we're still in Wits End.
You shouldn't have done that, Jay.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Connie.
What gives? This is Barrett's big adventure? Whoop-de-doo.
We shouldn't be doing this.
You're kidding, right? I'd rather be bored irritating Barrett than happy irritating myself or something. Does that make sense?
You guys are here just in time. You can join in singing happy birthday. It's Kyle's big day.
Oh. I cut in on an adventure to a little kid's birthday party? The least Barrett could have done is go to King Arthur's court or visit a musketeer or something.
Well, then you shouldn't have closed the door. I'm not even sure what we're doing.
Okay, turn it off.
I would
all
if
right.
I...
All right, ice cream floats all around!
Oh, no.
Don't worry, there's more where that came from. Nobody eat that. I'll go find a mop.
What a mess. Maybe we ought to help clean up.
Are you kidding? Spend my day in a lame invention cleaning up somebody else's mess? Not a chance. Where's the shut-off switch?
I was trying to tell you, Jay. I don't know. I've never done this before.
Ah, great. There's gotta be a button or special code or something. Hello? Open sesame.
All right, I'm here.
Are you gonna let us out with your big muscles and that unibrow?
I don't think he's manning the exit, Jay. This must be part of the story.
What? Do you have something to tell me or not?
I like your shirt. It's a good color for you.
Look, I'm not here to play games with you, kid. You're the guy from McAllister Park, and you asked me to meet you here, right?
I did what?
I don't know why you just couldn't tell me this over the phone yesterday.
Listen, Popeye.
The name's Harry, and I've been waiting all day to talk to you. Are you giving me the runaround?
No. Sounds fun, though. I would, normally.
All right, that's it. Tell you what, why don't you and I step outside so we can discuss this without witnesses?
Mm. Ow! Hey,
whoa.
Watch it!
What are you doing?
There's an arm in that sleeve!
Hey!
Let's go!
No.
Let go of him!
Oh, I will. Right after our discussion.
Listen, you don't want to do this. Underneath all those muscles and vice grip of a hand and that unibrow that's distracting, I'm sure you're a very kind, understanding guy.
Oh, usually I am, but not this time.
Connie! Somebody help!
Outside, punk.
Reset program.
No, don't hit me. Oh, hey, what just happened?
Are you okay, Jay?
I'm not sure. Well, one second I was being dragged to my death, a big fist flying toward my nose, and then all of a sudden I'm back here with you again.
Hi, guys!
Oh, yeah, now she shows up. She's off looking for a mop while a building with legs is dragging me out to...
Wait a minute. Doesn't this feel familiar?
I don't know. I'm still worried about getting blood flow back to my left arm. Ugh.
I think it started over again.
What did?
Oh, you guys are here just in time. You can join in singing happy birthday. It's Kyle's big day.
That. Didn't Connie say the same thing just a couple minutes ago?
Did she?
Yeah. I think the Room of Consequence restarted at the beginning of the program. Don't you remember all this? It's exactly the same. The kids party, Connie pouring soda.
No, it's not exactly.
All right,
ice
cream exactly, floats all
around.
Connie
would have dropped.
Oh, no. Don't worry, there's more where that came from.
Oh, boy.
Nobody eat
See?
That.
It did start over.
I'll go find a mop.
What does that mean?
Well, it probably means Barrett's as lousy at programming as everything else he does.
Jay.
And it also means that Goliath is coming soon, so I'm getting out of here now.
Wait. What if it's not a program problem? What if it's supposed to be like this?
Like what?
What if the restart has something to do with how we act in the scene? Barrett said the Room of Consequence was going to help him look at a problem from a different perspective. Maybe that's the challenge.
It's not the Room of Challenges.
All right, I'm here.
Why didn't I go when I could have?
You have something to tell me or not?
I don't know. What do you want to hear? And for that matter, who are you?
You know who I am. You called me. You're Barrett, aren't you?
That's it. You're Barrett. He programmed this for himself. What would Barrett say?
Barrett? I don't know. How about duh?
Look, I'm not here to play games with you, kid. You're the guy from McAllister Park, and you asked me to meet you here, right?
Okay, about that,
I don't know why you couldn't tell me everything over the phone yesterday.
Barrett said something about making a decision. That he knew he had to do something, but didn't know how.
And his answer is to come here and get pummeled?
Are you giving me the runaround?
No, not me. This is all Barrett's fault. I got nothing to do with it. He's this tall, with a trombone, and a face like a leprechaun.
Jay!
Minus the beard.
Ugh.
That's it. Tell you what. Why don't you and I step outside so we can discuss this without witnesses?
Ow! Not again. Just when I was getting feeling back, Priscilla!
I'm sorry.
Let's go.
Don't worry. We'll figure this out, okay?
Okay, good. Yeah. Take your time. Ow.
Outside, punk!
Reset program.
Oh, goody. We're back to the beginning again. This is like a bad board game. I blame you for all this.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Okay, if I remember correctly, you were the one who tricked me into the invention so you could irritate Barrett.
Whoa. You need some serious chill pills.
Oh, come on.
Hi, guys!
Besides, your boyfriend set all this up for you, and if he hadn't, I wouldn't be here.
Hi, Connie. Barrett's not my boyfriend. He's just a good friend.
My point is, he was doing this for you. And well, you think like him. So, put all the pieces together and fix this problem.
I'm trying.
Oh, you guys are here just in time. You can join in singing happy birthday. It's Kyle's big day.
Yeah, okay. So let's think about this.
Yeah.
What do we know? Okay, so one, the big guy wants you to tell him something.
Don't remind me.
Two, he makes it sound like you contacted him about this thing, whatever it is.
I didn't.
And three, he's really upset about it.
Yep. And that adds up to me getting beat up. See ya. I'm leaving. Out the back.
Jay, wait.
I don't hear you.
Okay, ice cream floats.
Connie, is there a back door around here?
Yeah, it's through the kitchen, but...
Thanks, coming through.
Whoa!
Careful, Connie.
I almost dropped these. Thanks, Priscilla.
No problem.
Door. Ah, there she blows.
Jay, hold up.
I've got things to do, people to see.
Jay, stop.
Huh?
I think this is far enough.
Far enough? Far enough for what?
Well, something just happened that I think could make a difference.
Oh, and what might that be?
Well, technically, it's something that didn't happen. Listen.
All right, I think it's time for cake.
Woo, sounds like a birthday party. Again.
Not again. I steadied Connie's tray as we went by. The drinks didn't spill.
Hmm?
The party's still going on.
So,
that means we can change things in this story. It's not always going to be the same. So if we can figure out what we're supposed to do and find out what that big guy,
Harry, as in hairy head and hairy arms and large hairy hands.
Yeah, I get
and
it, Harry.
Hairy unibrow.
So if we can figure out what he wants, maybe we'll understand what Barrett's decision was about and the whole thing will shut down.
Okay. It might be worth a shot.
I haven't seen Mr. Whitaker yet. If he was in the story, I'll bet we could ask him.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, kid.
Hey, aren't you supposed to use the front door? This is the escape door.
You trying to give me the runaround?
I actually think I'm giving me the runaround.
We need to talk.
Oh, mommy.
Reset program.
And back to the hornblowers. Oh, when we get out of here, I tell you, I'm boycotting birthday parties.
I've got an idea this time.
Hi, guys!
Hi, how's your mother? Okay, what's the idea? Better be good.
Well, the last time we changed something, but the story still reset to the same place. There must be a reason we're here at this time.
Yeah, I know the main reason. Barrett set me up for a pounding, and when I see him again, he's going to rue the day. Rue the day!
Oh, calm down. Harry never actually hit you, though, right?
No, but he did hurt my feelings more than once.
And besides, you're Barrett in this world. Why would Barrett want to get himself beat up?
Yeah, good question. But what is the brilliant but slow-coming big idea?
Let's go back out the front door.
That's it? I could have come up with something better than that.
Oh, come on. You guys are here just in time.
For cake! See ya!
Bye, Connie.
Where are you going? We're getting ready to sing happy birthday to Kyle.
Yeah, I gotta run. But don't worry, we'll be back really soon.
Okay.
Now what?
He's coming. Perfect.
This is your idea? Going out to greet the hairy bruiser? Thanks a heap. I'm out of here.
Wait. He hasn't seen us yet. Let's hide.
Hide. Yeah, good idea. That bush.
What?
Hide in the bush. Trust me. I know bushes. Go.
Ow! Don't push. These branches are sharp.
Oh, this is nothing. I once hid in a mimosa shrub. Don't even go there.
Huh. Who's that kid with him?
Do I look like a mind reader?
You wait here, Mikey.
I want to come in too, Harry.
No, this will only take a minute.
But it's my present you're looking for. That's why I came.
I know, but I still want it to be a surprise. I'm the big brother. I'll handle this, okay? So, either stay out here or I'll meet you back at home, all right?
Fine, I'll just go home.
Good. See ya.
See ya.
Mikey's leaving. Let's follow him.
And may I ask why?
Well, I was going to have us follow Harry when he came back out, but kid brother seems safer.
No, he's definitely smaller. And the blood vessels in my arm, thank you for that. But you still haven't told me why we're following him.
More clues. We know there's a present involved along with some kind of information. Maybe a secret that you're supposed to know?
Right. So why are we following him?
See Mikey in here? I'm pretty sure this is the store he came in.
There, over near the trains, talking to the store clerk.
Huh. If we go up the game aisle, they won't see us and we can hear what they're talking about. Come on.
Priscilla Peterson, you've got a sneaky side. Be still my heart, I've underestimated you.
No, I'm sorry, Mikey. I don't think I've ever heard of toy insurance.
I'm just saying, if something were stolen before it's even open, would the store maybe replace it?
I'm afraid not.
But it's my birthday present.
I'm really sorry.
Can you at least tell me what Harry got me? It's been stolen, so there's no use in keeping it a surprise.
Now, Mikey, I don't think Harry would want me telling you that. He saved up a long time to get it for you, you know. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
It was expensive?
I didn't say that. I just... Tell you what. If Harry's gift stays missing, I'll try to convince my boss to sell him another one at a discount. How's that?
All right, but he won't be able to afford it.
Hey, maybe it'll turn up. You never know.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye, Mikey.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, Barrett should be ashamed of himself taking a kid's birthday present.
Barrett wouldn't do that.
Well, you said he had to make a decision, right? Maybe deciding if he should give it back, huh?
It could be any decision. We don't know yet.
But we will. And when we do, Barrett will rue the day.
Oh, brother.
You know, following this kid is getting to be even more boring than the repeating birthday back at Wit's End. Not finding out anything, except he likes wandering aimlessly around McAllister Park.
And that he lives by it.
Huh?
He's going into that house.
That place looks familiar. Oh boy.
What?
Time to go.
Why?
Just because I'm done with this detective stuff. I'm going back to Wit's End. Maybe enjoy some more birthday cake.
Well, we just got here.
And now we're leaving. That's kind of how it works. Every action has an opposite fraction or something like that. Anyway, to put it in a little Spanish lingo, I'm done-a-rito. Oh, no.
What?
Here comes Harry the Barbarian. Hide quick, the bushes.
Oh, not again. Ow. How do you get used to this?
You build up a tolerance.
Ouch.
All right. Before the enforcer gets here, I need you to tell me exactly what Barrett said about this room of consequence thing we're doing.
Well, I already told you everything I know. He said he needed my help with a decision he had to make. He knew the right thing to do, but he wanted help figuring out how to do it.
So he must have seen the whole thing, the rat.
What?
Shh! Bruiser's here.
Who's that with him? Is that you? How can there be two of you here?
Because, I don't know. I'm playing Barrett here, remember?
Oh, right.
Come on.
I'm telling you, you've got the wrong guy. I'm not lying either. Just look at this face. This is an honest face.
I'll deal with your face in a minute. Mikey, come out here.
Oh, this is really weird.
Yeah, I didn't realize I had such rugged good looks.
Oh, brother.
Squint in my eyes, leading man-like jaw.
Hi, Harry. Did you find anything out?
Yeah, I've been asking a few people some questions. You recognize this guy? Seen him hanging around here?
No. Who is he?
It's just a kid that people saw riding a new bike. Sounds like the one I bought for you, too.
You bought me a bike? Cool!
Ow! You see what you did? You ruined my kid brother's surprise. Way to go!
Me? You know, I think this is all a case of mistaken identity. And you might want to loosen your grip a bit. Carpal tunnel is no joke.
Stop moving around. Go back inside, Mikey. I'm gonna have a little quality time with this joker.
Okay.
Well, time to take the bull by the horns.
What? Jay, what are you doing?
I'm being Barrett. Excuse me, very strong and merciful person.
Huh?
Jay, be careful.
What's going on here?
Okay. Harry, you're gonna wanna let me, him go. And grab me, me by the arm here.
What? Who are you?
Yeah, grab him, Harry. And give my arm a break. That is, not a break, actually.
Okay.
Pardon me, Mr. America.
Oh, pardon me.
Okay, take my arm, Harry. Like this. Ooh, not too tight. There you go. And now, threaten to pound me. Come on, you know you want to.
I'm gonna pound you.
Reset program.
Bingo! Ha-ha! I knew that would reset the program. Once more around the block, Jeeves.
What in the world was all that about?
I figured things out, even though I wish I hadn't. But it does come with being so smart and good-looking.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Connie. Kyle's birthday, huh?
Yeah. Hey, you guys are just in time.
Time to sing happy birthday, but you go on without us.
Oh, okay.
I'm still lost. Why did you do all that back at Harry's house? What have you got figured out?
First things first. Here, Connie, let me take care of this tray.
Oh.
Ice cream floats are here on the table, kids. Don't spill.
Thanks.
You bet. Anywho, as I was saying, Harry was right. Permanently borrowed Mikey's bike.
What?
It's like this. Vance and I were walking along, minding our own business.
Uh-huh.
When blam, we saw this, you know, coolish looking brand new bike. Naturally, I admired it, but thought we should move on. Vance admired it and thought we should move in. For the score. So he told me to take it for him. Vance can be pretty persuasive. So instead of reconstructive surgery, I took the bike.
Jay, that's terrible.
I know. Vance can be downright mean sometimes.
That's not what
anybody want cake? All right, I'll go get it.
Connie, do you need me help? You don't want to drop it.
Don't be silly. Think I can handle carrying a birthday cake, Priscilla? Drop it. Yeah, right.
Wait a minute, Jay. So you stole the bike? That's what this is all about?
Reluctantly, yes. But there's one thing I still don't get.
Nobody eat that!
What don't you get?
White Bear was gonna take this room of concentration trip. I mean, okay, he must have seen me when I was taking the bike. But what did he need to decide? If he was gonna rat on me, rat on me.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, I come up with those every so often.
Hey, you. I'm here.
Oh, hey, Harry. You look good. Just a second. I think I may have another very good question.
What?
If I figured this out, why doesn't the adventure stop?
Ooh, that is another good question.
Ha! Two for two.
Look, I'm not here to play games with you, kid. You're the guy from McAllister Park, and you asked me to meet you here, right?
Right. You're here about your brother's bike, huh?
Yeah. You know something about it?
I do. It pains me to say this, but the kid who stole the bike is Jay Smouse.
Thanks. You know if he still has the bike?
Well, he knows where it is, and word has it that he wants to give it back. Birthday presents should never be stolen. And although he was coerced under duress to take the bike by a large, but not as large as you guy, he shouldn't have done it. And he's sorry. So he says.
Oh, he'll be sorry when I'm done with him.
You know, maybe his parents should be the ones to deal with him.
Yeah, there is that ugly possibility.
All right, that'll work.
Okay, I'll let him know.
Thanks.
Program concluded.
I'm glad that's over.
Me too. Oh, Barrett. Hi.
So, how did it go?
Well, you don't seem surprised that Jay and I took over your Room of Consequence trip.
Well, I was surprised that you went, but I was kind of hoping that Jay would.
So you planned this? Devious.
Well, it was actually more Mr. Whitaker's plan.
A conspiracy, huh? Even better. Okay, start with this. What big decision did you have to make? Whether or not to rat on me? Or how many times I'd get mauled by Big Brother.
I saw what you did, Jay, and I was all ready to chew you out and tell Harry about it, but I talked first with Mr. Whitaker, and he thought it might be better to let you see things from my perspective and Mikey's.
Wait. This wasn't about me getting pounded?
No. To be honest, the potential pounding was the one thing I was trying to avoid.
Oh. Well, thanks.
Truth is, I just want to make things right.
Well, you'll be happy and probably very surprised to know that I want to make things right, too. Not to mention avoiding pain, so... Again, thanks, I guess.
Really? That's great, Jay. And you're welcome.
But no time to talk. I've got to buy a life insurance policy, return a bike, and go get grounded. Probably for eternity. Au revoir!
Here in Odyssey, we talk a lot about doing the right thing. Even when it's difficult. But why is it so important? Because doing the right thing, having integrity, is such an important part of living out our faith as Christians and how we should behave. Proverbs 20:11 says, "Even a child is known by his deeds, whether what he does is right and pure." Both Barrett and Jay learned something about that today, though in different ways. Let's hope that it's a lesson that'll stick with them in the future. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Groundhog Jay was written by Bob Hoos and Dave Arnold and directed by Dave Arnold, with sound designed by Gap Digital and music by John Campbell. Our cast included Whit Hertford as Jay, Gatlin Green as Priscilla, Katie Lee as Connie, and Annie Pessoa as Barrett, along with Logan Charles and Daniel Thornton. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.